The city of Lynchburg grew and prospered for decades because freight moved easily here, first by river and then by rail. Trains were a routine part of city life, but on April 30th, that routine was shattered.
Lynchburg 911, what's the address of the emergency?
The address is near the Depot Grill, ma'am. It's a huge fire. I mean, it looks like, I'm sorry, I can't believe it's that big. It really looks like it's going to explode. And I've got to move, I'm sorry.
A CSX train had derailed, with 17 of its 105 cars going off the tracks. Three fell into the James River, and one ruptured, spilling more than 30,000 gallons of crude oil. Fire Chief Brad Ferguson studied the situation and concluded the best thing was to let the blaze burn.
We could see that there was no flame impingement on the cars that were next to it, which made us feel much better that we didn't have a blevy situation there. A blevy is an acronym for boiling liquid expanding vapor explosion. You have a tank car that's enclosed and sealed, and when flame gets on it, it heats the contents of that car to the point that it explodes. You can blevy a 55-gallon drum, and it looks like an atomic bomb went off.
What he didn't know at the time was that this train carried crude from the Bakken region in North Dakota. 1 million barrels of the stuff are drilled each day, most of it heading for refineries on the east and west coasts by rail. And it's got a reputation for trouble.
People would expect it to spill and cause a mess, but they would not expect crude oil to explode the way it has.
Marianne Lavelle has covered energy and the environment for more than 20 years and now writes for The Daily Climate, an online publication based in Charlottesville.
Bakken crude became a huge part of the North American energy picture almost overnight, and just as quickly it began going on rail because they have never had the infrastructure to send that much oil out of the state.
Bakken is loaded into tank cars designed to carry corn syrup or vegetable oil, but it's far more dangerous than those cargoes, perhaps because it contains more gases like methane and propane.
Think of a tank car as moving a can of soda. And if you shake a can of soda and flip the top, what happens to the can and what happens to the contents? That's what's happening to the old DOT 111 tank cars.
Patricia Riley speaks for the American Association of Railroads. They don't own the cars they transport. They're leased. And the railroads have been asking the federal government to demand stronger models for 3 years. Other voices joined in last summer when a runaway train carrying Bakken crude through Quebec crashed in a tiny Canadian town called Lac-Mégantic. 47 people were killed in the fire and explosion that followed. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann described the devastation.
The view is horrific. The center of Lac-Mégantic is reduced to fields of scorched brick and wilted metal. More than 30 buildings wiped out.
Since that deadly disaster, the U.S. Department of Transportation has been scrambling to assure something similar doesn't happen here. In our next report, we'll look at some things that might make transporting Bakken crude safer and tell you why those changes will be a challenge. I'm Sandy Houseman.